Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, buddy, hour four, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, going all the way until 7 o'clock. Then you'll get The Fan after dark. Fred and Blake will be cooking. We have a proper round tripper around the bases coming up here in 20 minutes, then the G-Bag of the Day in LA Live. So this hour is stocked with content and entertainment. Here's the chief with some finest.
All right, it's going to be Cowboys in the Arctic Whites versus the all-black uniforms, the alternate for the Jets on Sunday.
Great.
So just go ahead and prep for that color clash. I think it's going to be pretty strong. Looking forward to it. I'm still trying to figure out how we want to characterize this week's game for the Cowboys from a mantra standpoint. Packers game was a shoddy earn your money game and a don't get punked game. And I think the Cowboys check off both of those for that one. Yeah. They really do.
I'll be interested. Always ask you before the game starts which way you're going here.
Yeah, I mean, what's the last time they won in New York versus the Jets? You said
03? 2003.
Do it all the time against the Giants.
You're going up against a desperate team. This you just had an emotional game where you exhausted yourself. Last time you did that versus the Giants, you kind of laid an egg versus the Bears. I think this is a competitive character game. It's a character game right now.
You know, and I'll leave the exact phrasing up to you, but it's a game you just can't afford to slide back on, offensively anyway. And defensively, you still have a lot to prove. So hopefully it's a step forward game. You know, Pittsburgh did look horrible in their first 3 weeks. They were one of the five worst teams in the NFL in most defensive metrics. They went out there and dominated against the Vikings, had them at 6 points with 8 minutes to go into the fourth quarter until a couple of late touchdowns happened. But I think that's, you know, that's a team that's laden with some Hall of Fame type of players, and maybe you're not that. But it did at least show that you can play bad for 3, maybe 4 weeks and still have the potential to be a much different defense than what you've put on film so far. I'm hoping. You know, but it's kind of like we were hoping for a Rangers surprise finish about 10 days ago.
Yeah, and the Jets just find ways to beat themselves and lose for sure. The defense for the Jets has kind of been struggling a little bit. They can't really tackle. So yeah. I'm looking for
penalties, sloppy football.
Yeah, across the board, man.
The Cowboys should take care of business, but you just never know, man, week to week.
How confident are you with Dak mitigating pressure? Because I feel like Quinnen Williams is going to punish Hoffman and Bass pretty good, won't he?
Especially Hoffman, I would say.
Botts and I did a breakdown of the Jets today, and we were talking about Quinnen Williams. We showed some of his plays.
He's nasty.
Against Tampa, he was just throwing dudes around. We were breaking that down. So this will be a test inside for these guys.
Yeah, it absolutely will be. And
Harrison Phillips is a big boy, too.
Yeah. Big one tech there in the middle. Now, the quote from Jets running back Breece Hall says, "Teams shoot themselves in the foot, but we shoot ourselves in the head."
Wow. Oh,
my God. That is how violent.
It's fatal.
You have Aaron Glenn talking about, we got to stop killing ourselves.
Yeah.
That's where they're at right now. Mm. That's where they're at.
Yeah, and I think this has the potential to be, I don't know, is a trap game fair? It's only a point and a half, but you mentioned very astutely the emotion against the Giants and how they did against the Bears. And New York, it kind of feels like, even though we already know they're a non-playoff team, internally they feel like their season's on the line and they really ticked their coach off.
Yeah. Let's pick on Brandon Stevens, and I say that with love because he's a fellow Plano Wildcat, but he's not good.
Hey, you got the scouting report on that guy.
Yeah.
But after executing against Green Bay, I think anything's possible. You know, go give us a nasty front. Let's do this.
Yeah,
bring it on.
No question, dude. The Jets are 10th in the league in total penalties right now, and the Cowboys are right behind them at 11th.
Of course they are.
32 flags on the Jets, 31 for the Cowboys.
Not top 10.
That's true.
Step in the right direction.
That's a huge plus. Now, did you guys see the return of Ashton Jeanty's Michael Myers stance?
Yep. Loved it, just like Pete did.
Took it back to college. Yeah, Chip Kelly was trying to get Ashton Jeanty, who is one of the better running backs we've seen drafted as of late.
Same stance as our guys in Detroit have, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs just standing up tall. It is a little bit weird. Like, the first time we were seeing it a couple years ago, it was like, what are we doing here?
He was the first one I noticed really doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, but even he would kind of still have his hands like kind of on his thighs to some extent, or like around his waist.
Sometimes
he
would.
Now you have, like, Jeanty just is like his hands are just straight down and relaxed.
He's just
erect. Fully Michael Myers, but it worked out. I mean, maybe it was because they were playing the Bears, but Jeanty had been going with the traditional running back stance because Chip Kelly wanted him to, and it was 17 touches, 49 total yards.
Woo.
Then you get to the Michael Myers stance that he brought back from Boise, 23 touches, 155, and some touchdowns. That's come on now. Proof's in the pudding right there.
He's the man.
Three touchdowns? Wow.
Yeah.
Two receiving, one rushing.
He was playing some serious football.
Might make an appearance on TD Tuesday.
He should.
He just might.
And Ben Johnson in that game, did you guys see that he tried the fake flea flicker?
Yes, I did.
He had DeAndre Swift act like he was going to toss it back. First of all, they tried the stumble bum as well, which was like, man, that was fun.
I wasn't sure if they just like messed the play up when I first saw it.
That's fair. But that was a called stumble bum. Didn't work out the same way it worked out for the Lions last year. But then Ben Johnson, on the heels of actually a successful flea flicker versus the Cowboys, went with the fake flea flicker, and it went for a good like 7 yards on the ground. But I'm not used to seeing that.
No.
Ben Johnson is he's just pulling out all the stops, man.
Now, I mean, if it works one week, you got to see. Keep going back to that. Well, what'd you get? You got 7 yards?
7 yards.
You got 7 yards.
It's a good play.
It's a fair play. It's just a funny play to watch.
Yeah,
it's not near as cool as the actual flea flicker when the flea flicker works. Now, on to the Eagles and some of their issues right now.
Boo!
I mean, they had been basically first in the league for the last 4 seasons when it comes to running back rush yards before contact. Their offensive line was just that incredible. And now they're sitting at 16th in the league.
Mm.
So that is part of the reason. I mean, their rushing attack is just not as vaunted as we've seen in years past, and especially last year.
How much is quarterback running?
I'll have to look at that. That was just for the running back carries.
Yeah, let me
look. But the other thing, too, the Eagles' offense leads the league in 3-and-out rate.
Yeah, I saw that earlier on Twitter. That was very shocking. So I don't know how sustainable this is. I think
hope it's fool's gold.
Yeah. I mean, this is like when the Chiefs still won a Super Bowl despite their talent not being close to what it was. I think like there's some coaching or some synergy or internal belief. They do enough things well, but I don't think this is sustainable. And if A.J. Brown continues to be frustrated with his role, maybe a loss could create an avalanche.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And we've seen that before in Philadelphia. But it's just crazy to think all of the disgusting offenses that are out there. Tennessee, Cincinnati.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
I mean, even those Vegas Raiders.
This is interesting a little bit.
We just lost Colton Miller today.
You know, it's funny.
Yeah, add it to that offensive tackle. Line. Goodness gracious.
I was just looking at something on my next gen and teams that successfully run the football, which is 4-plus yards. The bottom five are the Bengals, the Cardinals, the Browns, the Ravens, and the Patriots. Think about that a little bit.
The Ravens being on there is
the Ravens being
shocking.
On there, and then
but maybe it's because they've been playing from behind.
Yeah, but that's like I say, and you know, Green Bay is. I mean, there's some teams that, like, if you flip it the other way and say, okay, who are the most successful teams running the football or having a success rate? Dallas is number one.
Heck yeah, they are.
Over 50% success rate, 4-plus yards a carry.
They just need an element of explosion in the rushing attack.
I mean,
if only they had somebody in that running back room.
Unleash some blue.
Who could turn a 5-yard gain into a 45-yard gain. But the success rate is absolutely tried and true right now for the Cowboys. And that's a beautiful thing. Shout out to Javonte Williams. We appreciate that. Let's just get somebody who can compliment him a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, another running back who's now kind of getting a lot of love, especially from a fantasy perspective, just because of the total touches. Scataboo with the Giants, 27 touches on Sunday. So it's Dart and Scataboo, and I hate how much I like this guy in the division. It really sucks. But this is the kind of guy that plays on a turf field and finds a way to have a muddy jersey after the game. I don't understand what it is.
He brings his own mud.
He's an absolute.
He rubs it on himself.
He is an absolute like savage, man. He is.
Yeah, yeah. Watching him, it's not hard to tell how he found his way at the top of that running back room within a month.
Yeah, yeah. Him and Dart got a little something going there. Now, one of the things I saw that was pretty interesting, we know the Chiefs offense started to get going a little bit versus the Ravens. Ravens defense is a disaster, but we haven't seen the Chiefs really be explosive. They get Xavier Worthy back, and he had some really nice production for sure. But then when you look at it even closer, when Xavier Worthy was not on the field, Mahomes attempted 10 passes during the game where Worthy was not on the field. And those passes had an average air yards per attempt of under 3.5.
Wow.
So it's like, what a total difference it makes.
That's night and day.
I think just the element of respect that teams have to have with Worthy on the field, that he's a guy that can really take the top off. And again, you saw that with his own production, but what a difference it makes just having him on the field and how it opens things up for other dudes. But when Worthy was off the field, it went right back to just a very pedestrian passing attack for the Chiefs.
And you have to be worried about that happening again. I mean, the guy just can't stay healthy. Shoulder, hamstring, ankles, hands. Every year something happens with that guy. So you got to strike while the iron's hot and he's healthy.
By the way, Rashee Rice back, that'll be big.
Oh, for sure.
Hopefully that just changes the offense completely.
It'll be a totally different offense, no question. And then now seeing what's happening with the Chargers and some of their injuries and the way the Giants pass rush just completely neutralized Justin Herbert and company. We'll see how the Chargers are able to bounce back, but the Chiefs will be right back in the thick of it. Now
they could reel off some wins here. They have Broncos. The Lions in a couple of weeks, but
it'll be fun.
That will be fun. Man, after watching last night with the Bengals, it's like, shouldn't the NFL mandate it? Jameis Winston being a third string quarterback.
Just for fun.
Well, like,
gosh, Jameis with Cincy would be a blast with those receivers.
I mean, I would feel for Jameis in that scenario because that offensive line is, we can say like Joe Burrow's injury prone or whatever, but
yeah, it's bad.
Anybody would be behind that offensive line. I would fear for Jameis, but like from a football entertainment standpoint, I don't want to watch Browning play football anymore.
No.
And if Jameis Winston is just going to be sitting down as a third string quarterback, come on. Just gift the Bengals and the rest of the football world. We're going to be seeing the Bengals on some more primetime games. It's going to happen.
Flexed.
Winston with the Bengals would be a lot of fun. There'd probably be a couple 400-yard passing games in there and a lot of excitement. I did see today maybe New York's looking at trading Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. So maybe you consider like who's got the most value or you know what exactly they're looking for there. But
that was so awkward. I saw a locker room shot after the Giants game, and Dart was talking to the team and getting everybody fired up, and you could see Russ in the background. Like, Russ was
just hate watching.
He just had his eye black perfectly on his face, just kind of like, oh,
perfectly
God.
Pampered.
Yeah, you could see him like peeling that C off his chest and putting it on Dart.
How many yards do you think Dart threw for?
Oh, it was
not many.
It was
not
bad.
Many.
It was
111.
Like, I was going to say 100 yards.
He ran for more, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, he ran for 50.
Yeah, he almost had as many rushing yards as Cam did with 15 less.
They did some
carries.
Pretty cool plays. They threw a shovel for a touchdown. I mean, they went college offense, is what they did. Yeah,
that's what you got to do right now.
College offense.
You got to find ways as you cling with your fingernails onto that job if you're Brian Daboll.
Yeah, you got to show the young quarterback you can work with him.
We got it.
What do we think about Brock Purdy right now in the Niners, dude? They go lose to the Jags. They were looking respectable with Mac Jones. Purdy comes back and he's just kind of S's the bed.
He's hurt now.
Couple of interceptions and he's getting banged up and. I mean, it's just, I don't know. If you're a Niners
fan. It doesn't sound like Brandon Ayuk's coming back anytime soon.
Yeah, what is going on with that?
Yeah, Lynch gave an update last week, and he said.
We needed Eric in San Francisco to yell about them signing a long-term.
Oh, with Ayuk?
Yeah, no.
Oh, with Purdy.
Purdy, like Kirk. I don't know about this one, you know. I don't know, guys. This guy.
I guess we need
to be, ever done in the playoffs?
We need to be a little bit more patient, I guess. Maybe he can suck this year, then come back next year, and at least in the first 4 weeks, be the best quarterback in football.
That's the third best passing team in the NFL right now, by the way.
Who is?
The 49ers.
No, that's how you know.
Well, you had Mac Jones doing some heavy lifting.
How about my guy at the Colts is number one. The number one passing offense in the
league. If it wasn't for Adonai Mitchell costing them two huge touchdowns, because he drops the ball at the goal line after it would have been a huge touchdown pass to him, and then he gets the holding call on the Jonathan Taylor incredible run.
Which is a great run.
And he gets the holding call, awesome. And that gets called back. So it's a shame for the Colts because they could have easily gone into L.A., beaten a really solid Rams team, but Adonai Mitchell single-handedly screwed that thing up for him.
That guy's averaging almost 9 yards a completion.
Danny Dimes. He's back.
Danny Dimes.
Yeah, and that's how the 40, like Purdy's doing the thing where he gets a ton of yards per attempt, but he's throwing two picks a game. So some of the analytics are still looking at him like he's good. But, you know, they've lost so much around San Francisco, and I thought that was going to be the case throughout his entire success, that as soon as they got to pay him, there will be a step back in an adjustment period. And, you know, we'll see over the next couple of years if he can still be one of the best, but I wouldn't bet for him.
Who do you guys think's the odds-on favorite right now to be the MVP?
Buffalo.
Josh Allen.
It is still Josh Allen. I'm perturbed that I'm not seeing Dax.
Well, they're 4-0.
We tied a damn game. 2-1.
The record means a lot for these MVPs.
I get that. But, I mean, even Lamar Jackson is still up there pretty high. And what are we doing there?
Because he's 1-2.
That's headed for
name recognition.
Lifetime achievement.
Yeah. 9-8 at best. But, yeah, unfortunately, you got to look at the teams that are heading for 12 or 13 wins, and they're going to be one of the top seeds. So, I mean, I guess Daniel Jones.
Aaron Rodgers, I don't see him in the mix there, but I'm
might
seeing
be a good value.
Allen Jackson,
Trevor
Herbert,
Lawrence,
Mahomes.
Allen Jackson?
Hurts.
Is there any doubt left that Dak's better than Jalen Hurts?
Yes, Stephen A. Smith there is. He went off on Cam and Michael Irvin yesterday, apparently. I saw that making the rounds. I mean, I think Dak is... I mean,
dude, Dak playing at this level is a level that Jalen Hurts cannot play at.
At Dak's best, he is better than Jalen Hurts.
I think if they had beaten the Bears and they're sitting here at 2-1-1, he'd be at worst.
Damn, they should have beat the Packers.
Could have.
I mean... Think about it. If
could have beat the Turtles as well.
On fourth down. Okay. Coward coach.
All right. Yeah, that would have been awesome,
totally
man.
Totally kidding.
I mean,
totally
kidding. You get a stop on fourth down. Okay. We're heading for the Expressway G-Bag today coming up at 5:30. Wolchuk, what's next?
All right. Let's do a little around the bases, shall we? What's next for our...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our Texas Rangers.
Yeah, buddy, let's do it. It's time to hit the expressway. We go commercial free to the top from here. And you got LA Live coming up at 5:40, G-Bag of the Day at 5:30. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the on-time experts. And let's do a proper round trip. There's so much going on in the world of baseball and your Rangers. Here's Wolchuk with more.
It's crazy. We got postseason baseball going on right now. About to get Red Sox, Yankees, top of the second inning. This thing's going on right now. You already had the Tigers knock off the Guardians 2-1. Cubbies getting their first playoff win in a while. Get a 3-1 victory over the Padres. Their bullpen, 4 2/3 perfect innings.
Yeah, I saw a stat. I think that the Padres were like 0-34 if they did not being trailing. In playoff games.
Goodness. Yeah.
Past the eighth inning or something.
Padres, they only had 4 hits.
Yeah.
Struck out just 5 times. The Cubs defense was great, but the first postseason win for the Cubbies since 2017. And now the rivalry renewed between the Red Sox and the Yankees. The nightcap tonight. The Reds and Dodgers.
Yeah, the Red Sox have won. They met 5 times here recently, and the Red Sox have won 3 of them.
They've had their number this year.
Yeah.
And I wonder,
in the playoffs. They've met.
Oh, well, this year they also own the Yankees in the regular season. Yeah. But, yeah, I wonder, for Aaron Boone, if they're not able to advance past Boston, could that be the end of his tenure there in the Big Apple?
Sure.
Speaking of managers, I mean, that's the thing. You had Ron Washington. He's out today as well. So is the interim manager there.
Was that 1 year with the Halos? For Ron? Or was that 2?
2.
Okay.
But, I mean, he did have the health
issue. He
got
sick. He got sick.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, like, I'm sure Wash is going to want to coach again. And I'd love to bring him back to the Rangers organization, depending on who is the skipper. I mean, maybe he can end up being your third base coach or something like that. But, man,
he would sure help you with your defense and stuff, though,
too,
right?
Yeah.
You're already really good on defense, but...
But might have some new players.
Working with the young players
is
always
good. He's fantastic
with
that. He is, but it does sound like writing's kind of on the wall that Skip Schumacher is going to end up being the next skipper here with the Texas Rangers. Of course, that is not official. I'm sure they'll go through an interviewing process, but Skip, 2023 NL Manager of the Year. He's got coaching experience with the Padres and the Cardinals. 2 years he managed there with the Marlins, and then he said, you know what, I'm out. As Jared Sandler told us earlier, they fired their GM. He did not like that, so he said, go bleep yourselves. Went ahead and signed with the Rangers this past year. And I'm excited for possibly, the future of what he could bring. I think 45 years old, he's probably going to be amongst the leaders for most of these openings out there across Major League Baseball, including, I'm sure, the San Francisco Giants gig, as you talked about. But I think the future of this team now, it does just feel like they're kind of, at least from a lineup perspective, this thing's going to be altered in somewhat of a rebuild mode here.
And that's exciting because it shouldn't be that hard to create at least average offense if you're willing to spend some resources. You already have a number of talented guys in the lineup. You just need maybe more towards an average season from Corey Seager, a good year from Wyatt Langford, and you got a heart of the order. You got some good catalyst type of bats already coming into view for you. And obviously you like what the Little Rascals did. So there's some decent young guys. But, if Jake Berger has a year like he had in the 2 seasons before he came here, you could really you don't have to squint much to imagine them bouncing back and still having a really good pitching staff.
Yeah, and I guess that would be my next question. Like, what would be Mike Maddox's future here? If Boach is gone... Boach obviously brought him back, and clearly I do think the leadership of guys like Eovaldi and DeGrom has been huge in terms of the Jacob Latz and Jack Leiter progression, but Mike Maddox is also, the 2 times the Rangers have had quality pitching, he's been part of the organization.
If Skip's the manager, isn't that kind of a natural fit that he's seen he's seen firsthand what this guy can do.
And I would hope so, and I think he's still got a year left on the deal.
Yeah,
I would hope that Mike would still want to stick around. You brought up Jake Berger. He had to have surgery to repair a tendon in his wrist. His wife took to social media, said surgery went successful. So maybe that was also something that was bothering Jake, because he really kind of slumped the last 2 weeks of the season. I mean, he was on a tear since the All-Star break, but maybe that would kind of give us an insight on why he was underperforming during those final couple weeks as the Rangers were trying to claw to a postseason berth. I had a lot of Ranger fans ask about Pete Alonso. He is going to hit free agency this year. Now, he's not anti-re-signing with the Mets. He's loved it. He said, playing for this organization, this city, they've continued to believe in me. I've loved playing here. But I wonder now, with everything that CY has said, I don't know what the market will be. I would assume that he's probably going to be way more expensive than what the Rangers are willing to dish out. So while I would love to get Pete Alonso and that bat in this lineup, I just don't have realistic expectations that they're going to be swimming in the Pete Alonso free agent waters.
Yeah, it's hard to say how much curtailed spending is. You know, are we going to $200 million? Are we going to $250? Yeah. Are we going right up to the luxury tax threshold? Because, I mean, at $200 million, I think they could realistically add one big bat. You know, I think they're scheduled at around $130 right now for next year without considering any of their arbitration eligible guys.
Yeah, that would be a good one. I mean, because he's certainly going to add you a lot of power in the lineup. But I mean, they really need, like, we got to figure out what's up with Josh Young. You know, he needs to stay healthy. He clearly was really good defensively this year. He always is going to be. But the bat, there were moments. Does he end up tweaking kind of? I know he's one of these guys that's followed somewhat of what Corey Seager's like to do. That does not work for everybody. Evan Carter, can he sustain health? That's a big question. Like, these were guys 2 years ago we were counting on. We were thinking, here we go. Rangers just drafted Wyatt Langford. They've got Evan Carter. They've got Josh Young. Jonah Heim was a Gold Glove winning catcher. You're like, you got young core pieces here. This team's going to be contending for a while. And unfortunately, Jonah's regressed. I don't know that he's back with the club next year. I think you'll probably have Higgy and somebody else platooning at catcher. But you got to figure out what's up with Josh Young and Evan Carter. And please just have some kind of health. And that's a big question. I don't know that I expect that for Evan Carter. With a bad back at 21 years old, I kind of think this is something for his entire career he's going to be dealing with.
Well, and we don't know how long his career is going to be. You know, it could be pretty short-lived, you know, considering what it was reported that he's trying to come back from. I don't think you can consider him a long-term member of your organization. You can hold out hope that it happens. Yeah. But right now, I think the biggest concern from a production standpoint is how he performs against lefties. So I don't mind an Evan Carter, Michael Hellman platoon in the outfield, especially in center field, Langford. And then what are you going to do in right field? I imagine we're about, you know, we've seen the last of Adolis Garcia in a Rangers uniform. As much as that hurts me, I think it's the right thing to do to maybe throw around a little bit of that money out there in right field.
Yeah, and I love the idea of, you know, Evan Carter against righties, Hellman against lefties. That could that could be perfect.
Yeah, that could absolutely crush. All right, it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag of the day.
No handlebars, no handlebars. Hey, man, this is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up on social media at Lucky Lucius P. If you see anything that you think I should be playing, if I missed it, could have missed it. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Or you can find G-Bag Nation, G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Send all your hate mail there. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. DMs are open.
Yeah, send all your hate mail there, player.
We're busy.
All right, this champion audio is going for day number two right here. Mr. Gus Johnson. He was on the call for USC versus Illinois. Illinois fumbled after getting all the way to the damn end zone. I mean, they were there. Gus lost his mind.
First and 10 at the 12 for Illinois. What a game. Here's Valentine. He lost it. Pierce again. What a day. Punched out.
Just some words.
Do you think Joel Klatt, who's like the guy who works with him,
he turns his mic off and just
starts laughing?
Do you think
Joel just sits there and just kind of waits for him, just kind of looks at him until he's like finished?
Just smiles.
Just kind of like,
you got it, player.
I work with this guy. I love work. You know, that kind of thing.
This is your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway there is if you're winning one of these bets late and you're with an online sports book that will let you pay out in the final minute, you know, you have a 99% chance of victory.
Yeah.
They want to ding you like 2%, right? You hit payout right there. There's too much crazy stuff happening at the end of these games.
Way too much.
That would be nauseating.
Way too much, bro. Yeah. Especially at college. It is chaos.
Yeah.
One where the guy ran it in for the safety intentionally and busted the spread.
Mendoza.
Yeah. You gotta be kidding me.
Well, I know. I'm like, dude, just fall down. At the time's expired. You could just go down.
Just go down.
You don't have to go to the end zone.
I saw a guy lose money on the survival pool with the Cowboys Commanders game last year, where he had it when Commanders scored. And then the kickoff came and then he lost it. It was like millions of dollars. He had millions of dollars. They showed the guy watching it. And then they kicked the ball to Turpin. And he brought it all the way back. He had it won, and then he lost it.
Yeah.
All in the same, like, 2-3 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I couldn't handle that. All right, let's go to the morning show. Well, it's actually the Fan After Dark, but Bobby Belt's trolling, y'all.
he
got them boys, too.
From the 214, Fatties Unite, me and my brother are bummed about the Ranger season, but that means more Fan After Dark. That's from Neil and Bob Awnett. Make sure I'm saying it right. Awnett. Shout out to you and your brother.
Neil and Bob Awnett.
Wow. It's an old Andrew Dice Clay joke.
Hey.
Wait, what are your names? Neil and Bob, or is that like what you do? Hey.
Poor Blake.
I mean, he read it with so much vigor. I like how Bobby put the, hey, more Fan After Dark, right, though.
Yeah, that's how he sucked it in. Yeah, that was a no-brainer. Blake was going to bite on that bait.
I'm so glad we're
from
not
the 214,
doing
Fatties Unite, me and my brother are bummed about the Ranger season, but that means more Fan After Dark. That's from Neil and Bob Awnett.
Awnett?
Sure, right.
Definitely didn't say it right.
Awnett?
The Honor Brothers.
You son of a bee, bloodsman, you
boy.
It takes a, like okay, you can't fall in love with the fan texts or any of the interactions that we deal with here, because most of radio listeners don't even interact with the show. They just listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get caught up.
No.
You can't get caught up.
I've had to learn.
Although there are a couple living rent-free in my head, Lucius.
Yeah. Oh, they're pretty good at
There's a couple that just, it'll get you offsides.
Some great trolls out there.
Yeah.
Be a good troll. I say that too to Carter in here, man. Just don't throw insults out. Be funny. Be creative.
Yeah.
Get some respect with you. If you're going to be mean, be funny with it, fam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make us laugh with you.
Yeah. Crackhead.
Yeah. Crackhead energy. Yeah.
Yeah. Crackhead energy.
Don't be mean. But if you type, be
don't
be
smoke
mean.
Crack.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, let's go to Decatur, Georgia.
Decatur.
We're live. Decatur was gravy. Coach Larry O. has a pregame speech for his Little League football team.
You understand me?
Yes, sir.
These motherfuckers are going to pay for every f-ing thing. We ran through that f-ing banner. I ain't know nothing about it. We didn't know nothing about it. The kids didn't listen. Y'all did what you had to do. You understand?
Yes, sir.
But now they for the f-ing pay. They president want to be an ass. They want to forfeit the f-ing game. We them and they 12 and 13. So now we're going to beat their ass. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
We're going to have some f-ing fun kicking a motherfucker in their ass. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
We run DeKalb County. This our f***ing city. We run this bitch. Do we understand?
Yes, sir.
Fayette County run Decatur on three. 1, 2, 3.
Fayette County run Decatur.
Yes, sir.
Talking to a bunch of third graders.
They were in.
Yeah, bro,
they were locked in.
Cussing.
They were locked in.
Just goosebumps.
Cussing and fussing.
I need to move down there so I can coach like that.
They ran through their banner, though? I think
that might be more a style.
Yeah, they ran through their banner by mistake. That's a big. How do you make that type of mistake?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's crazy, dog. He sound like a killer Mike. Hold on.
Kids didn't listen. Y'all did what you had to do. You understand?
Yes, sir.
But now they for the f***ing pay.
Okay, yeah. He sound like killer Mike. All right, what else we got down there? Paperwork here. Oh, yeah, Dawson, what was you talking about earlier, bro?
Uh-oh.
Oh, he doesn't want to live in Miami. He cannot take a pay cut and get cut. Tyreek has zero guaranteed money in 2026.
Comes. I just wanted to see him stand up and like shake that thing out one time, you know?
Jeez.
I'm just like, oh goodness. I couldn't. Oh, I mean, after the first time or two, I was like, man, I can't look at this anymore.
It took me a second to register that you weren't talking about what I thought you were talking about. And it was the leg.
Yeah. Which one? Shake that third one, baby.
And then I threw the Byron Jones in there. Like I didn't know what was going on.
Get up and shake that thing out one time. What'd you say, bro?
I just wanted to see him stand up and like shake that thing out one time.
One time. Get up there and shake that thing out one time for your mind.
Sometimes I feel a little crick in my knee or something, and I can just like kick it, and it pops, and it evens itself back out. You know, it's a little off the rails.
I feel you, man.
Okay.
I feel you. I was dying last hour in here. Dying. 100% dying.
Okay, is that what's going on?
I stuck my finger down my throat and threw up whatever that was. Feel fantastic again. I feel great.
Oh, thank goodness.
Snapped it back, whatever it was. It felt like gas all up in here. I was like, what's happening?
Right in the trash. Trash can right in there?
Right here in the trash can. My man.
Puking rally.
Whatever my man was right here next to me. He looked over. He's like, you need help? I was like, I got it.
Was water?
Do you need help?
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm an old Navy veteran.
Veteran.
All right, bro. Yeah. Be all right. Probably just throw up an ulcer. That'd be good, brother.
You just got to shake that thing out one time.
You got to shake it out one time for your mind. All right, man, let's go.
Okay, is it Gus Johnson? He lost it. Is it Bobby Belt trolling the Fan After Dark? Neil and Bob were texted in. We went to Decatur, Georgia, where the coach had a speech for his youth team. I mean, they were 11 playing 12 and 13 years old. That would have got me hot, too. Yeah. It's a contact sport. Yeah. If you can't handle the smoke of my 11-year-olds, then, you know, get out of the league.
They ran through our banner.
Yeah,
what I'd say. Then they ran through their banner?
Yeah, they ran through our banner.
Disrespect.
Yeah,
I blame the team mom for that one. Yeah.
Or is it
got to be more buttoned up?
Is it me on Tyreek Hill? I'm going to go with Bob Belt.
Okay. I'm going to go with Dawson.
All right,
the Fan After Dark with our special guest host,
Fatties Unite.
Shoot, man, this is a tough one. Do do do, boom 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 boom. Bobby,
2-1, Wolchuk.
Taking Dawson.
2-2, Brian.
Dawson.
By a score of 3-2, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion. Thanks to everybody for participating. If you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day, tune in about 2:20-ish. And, we'll replay the champ for you right before we get to Wolchuk's Top 10 every afternoon here in the nation. It is time to stay in the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has L.A. Live.
It's a Toxic Tuesday. Let's get into it right after the Toxic Man himself, Rick James.
All right, you squares. Fire up this funk and let's have a It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
I love big booty Latinas. So I sit here and I see, yes, I love.
You are out of line.
Why can't say I love big booty Latinas?
Why?
How do you figure that?
That
wait, how is that
first
a
response? I'm
so my First Amendment right. I'm allowed to say I like big booty Latinas. How is that a crime?
Amen.
Is that because you're a big booty Latina?
That is the second time.
Wait, how is
do
that?
You have a comment
no, I do have a comment about technology, but you're yelling at me because I'm talking about big booty Latinas. Like, listen, AOC is my favorite big booty Latina. You're my second favorite big booty Latina. So don't get all, you know, butthurt about that.
Butthurt.
I still think you're a beautiful lady. Little thick, but I like him thick.
Oh, my God, my God, my God.
He needs to be called out for his power rankings.
That's your boy, Alex Stein there, brought us.
My guy, Alex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's your boy, Alex.
Yep, my guy, Alex.
That's a big booty Latina.
I talked to him the other day.
He's a wild, wild
he
boy.
He is wild.
I know he's trolling, too, because AOC is not a big booty Latina, fam. He's not thick down there.
No.
I say that respectfully. She's a cute girl, but it's not a big booty Latina. Now, the girl he was talking to, the woman, she definitely was a big booty Latina.
Hey.
She definitely was. That's toxic. Can't talk to people like that. This is LA Live for Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Welcome into the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this station. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Speaking of toxic, I just said I was in here choking and dying, and Wolchuk said, oh, that what was going on with you?
Well, somebody was, like, it was one person, though, that was texting, and, like, are you, I looked back at you a couple times,
Looks all right to me. He looks all right to me.
Like, are you looking at the – sometimes you're real close up to the screen.
Yeah, nah, I get it. It's all good. Hey, speaking of toxic again, I started my peptide treatments.
Okay. Ooh,
which peptides? I got peptides, y'all. It's peptide P in the building now, y'all.
Let's go.
Peptide P.
Peptide P in the building.
Could that what's be, it treating? Could that be what it's contributing to the sickness?
Oh, well, I mean, it's a. I don't feel bad at all now. I feel great. I feel fantastic, actually. I just did a little bubble right there. It's two peptides combination. It's called a Wolverine stack. For healing.
Okay.
You know, I blew my ankle out.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to get back in the game.
Is this the BPC? Is this the BPC 157?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's two different ones. You stack them together, and you got the Wolverine stack. My old lady's the one found it. I don't even know if it's real peptides. It could be heroin, fam.
There we go.
I don't know what it could be baby powder that we're shooting into ourselves right now.
Peptides are all the rage right now.
Let's go. See,
and
then
I got the healing one, the BPC 157, my back and my knees, at least 50% better. I've been taking it for like maybe 2 months now.
2 months?
The BPC in your back?
Yeah. I thought he was doing something with me. That's why I had to.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah, I thought you did say
yeah,
BBC.
Yeah, I backed away. I
thought that's what you just said.
I was like, is this British America?
Yeah. It's not the BBC 157.
Yeah, because the way you got the BBC.
That's what I thought you said that.
Well, damn it.
Like, what peptide is that?
You talk about back, blowing
I'll take
out
two,
back.
Please.
What are you doing over there?
I'll get your back taken care of.
What are we doing?
Sorry about that.
Did you say that?
It's the wrong prescription. No, it's B. P-C.
Okay. Oh, I thought you said...
I can understand the confusion there.
Yeah.
And okay. I raised my hand and apologized.
The way you operate, I'm not surprised.
Right? Yeah.
That's fair.
Looks like to get the Wolverine stack, you add the TB500 to the 157.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Is Wolverine the best you could be? I mean, is that the highest level?
Yeah, I think so.
Can
you other be another hero like Captain America?
I mean, when you watch Wolverine come out of that water... And he's just freaking vascular as all hell, ready to take on the world.
That's a big word for you, the vascular thing.
Especially after BBCs and
exactly,
stuff.
That's what I was worried about.
You don't know where he's going to go.
I didn't know.
That's the thing.
He started talking about that and back, and I was thinking.
And next thing
like,
you roped in some weird conversation, you got me.
And then you're right. Yeah.
And then you look around, and you're like, oh, what did he just do? Yeah.
You see him and Wolchuk laughing amongst each other.
High fiving. Write that down. Write that time down.
Dude, you got it. That was good.
Right into the BBC. Yeah.
TD Tuesday. Put it on. Let's go. Yeah. Sounds of the sidelines. Idiot brought us.
So it's supposed to last for 6 to 8 weeks, this little particular stack. If it's good, I'm going to do some more or whatever. But, yeah, man, I got this peptides, and we're going to get more peptides. Getting them from China, so hopefully it's peptides.
Bro, I'm telling you, within 4 weeks, you will start to feel whatever's not feeling good for you.
Really?
You're going to start to feel the improvement.
Healing. Yeah, this is the healing one.
Oh, the ankle. Yeah,
healing. It says it helps with your gut and all types of healing, good stuff. So
vascular's all hell.
We shall see. L.A. Live 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. Florida A&M. I'm not
the
from
Rattlers.
Florida, but what up, fam?
Yeah.
Florida A&M University had to come out and apologize.
Uh-oh. Banned?
Yeah, they had to apologize for their band announcer there, Mr. Broadus.
Yeah. Oh.
And the band announcer had to come out and apologize himself, too. He had to fall on the sword.
Yeah.
He was doing some splaining. By the way, Buddy has been an announcer for FAMU since 1975. He's a radio Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
He waited to the very end to make this little trip up right here. He was doing a little trash talking about the Alabama State University dance team, the Honeybees. Apparently, the Honeybees is like a... plus-size dance team that Alabama State has. And as they were leaving the field during halftime, oh boy, just had to get that joke off.
Congratulate them. They're now the new face of Ozuki.
Oh, no.
That's weed.
No. Guy's been there since 75, huh?
That his last show?
That might have been it. That might have been the final one.
I hope they don't apologize. I mean, fire him. He's done the apologizing. FAMU has done the apologizing. But that's crazy.
I think he's done.
They're getting off the field. And my man was like,
congratulate them. They're now the new face of Ozuki.
Listen to the crowd.
Yeah, the crowd.
No, we liked it.
How about this? I'd been like in the line buying concessions and like snapped around. Like, what did he just say?
Jeez.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, bro. Since 1975, this man is a radio Hall of Famer.
He might be done.
Poor judgment.
Bitch, what are you?
Yeah, gets the best of you.
What are you thinking?
Mm. He's not.
That's weird.
He's fat shaming. He's sick.
Me too, dude.
He just feels like nobody's going to care.
Who says something like that?
You know, sometimes you get out of touch and you think like Ozempic might be a funny fat joke word that you can get away with, but you definitely can't, especially in Alabama. I mean, half the audience is on it.
The cost of that?
Jeez, I'm trying. That is incredible.
Think they all went and had some brisket sandwiches
after that? That is incredible. Yeah, I wonder if they had a post-game meal after that. Girl, can you believe what he said about us?
Wiping the barbecue sauce off her face.
Can you believe that?
How dare you?
Pass me the napkins.
Big is beautiful.
Yeah, I know. I love it. I'm
as long as it's proportional.
I was 100% behind it.
As long as it's proportional.
Yeah.
I follow this girl. She's like 7'1". She is Brazilian. She is beautiful.
Is this the volleyball lady?
7'1", bro. Beautiful, proportionate, and everything. Yeah. If I was a D1 athlete, bro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm about to get some babies out of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say that respectfully.
Respectfully, yeah.
I do say that respectfully.
Yeah. Respectfully.
They all come out with their own scholarship program.
Yeah, they sure do.
No standard.
Yeah.
Sure do. You know that little balloon popping show that they have?
Oh, yeah, the dating show.
Yeah.
Oh, she was on it?
She was on there, and a guy asked her, so what's your attributes? And she was like, my genes. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Self-awareness.
So she was completely like those guys did like
towered over all of them.
So they towered to the guys popping it and say, you're just too tall?
No.
Really?
No, everybody wanted to climb that tree.
Really?
Yeah, everybody wanted to climb
that
tree.
It is funny some of the answers those people give, though.
No, it is hilarious.
Yeah.
I like when they pop the balloon before somebody even says so.
Yeah, they're walking
so
out.
Walk out there,
yeah.
Like, toot,
I'll be the Jack to your beanstalk.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Lucius, do you like the ones where the girls are popping the balloons or the guys are popping the balloons?
Shoot, man.
I don't know which one.
I always
like.
Feel like the girls' answers are always better.
Yeah.
Why they just cannot stand a guy. Out. And then the guy ends up saying he's dressed kind of, and he's like, what do you do? Well, I'm a doctor. And yeah. Then all these girls are trying to put the balloons back.
They shoot him down.
Yeah. And they just, they're all like, no, what do we just do?
The 817 is alleging this tall girl, her social media name is at D1 Breeder.
Okay. I don't know if that's her. I don't follow. I mean, what? Wait. Hurt.
I think he
the
just
one I Bobby, thought was a name.
Bobby Belt just got you on that one.
Yeah, it might be.
D1 Breeder.
I got ball sacked.
Okay, this is another tall girl.
Okay.
Got a lot of tall girls out here. Look at that. No, that's another one, fam.
I need to know how fast they can run.
They just put us up on game, D1 Breeder. You gooner, you.
Okay, let's get some cone drills out and see what the movement's like.
Yeah.
Gooner,
yeah. How many push-ups can you
What's
do?
What's that RAS score looking like, Sherry?
Hey, remember when Cracker Barrel announced that they were changing their logo?
Yes.
And people just lost their minds.
Exactly. They changed it back quickly.
And there was endless streams of outrage coming at Cracker Barrel. There was people online arguing about things. Well, according to Pete Metrics. Nearly half of the posts about Cracker Barrel's logo change came from bots.
Oh, no.
It was all bots. Pete Metric grabbed a sample of 52,000 posts made on X within the first 24 hours of the Cracker Barrel announcement. It found that 44.5% of those mentioned Cracker Barrels were flagged as bot activities. It was all bots, bro.
It didn't seem like something people would really care that much about.
I mean, how many other things are bot activities?
Oh, lots.
Who's programming the bots? Who wants us to argue like this? Who benefits from this?
Yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of ways it's getting monetized, I think, for clicks. But, you know, you see those like and follow farms where those people are just standing in front of giant boards of phones just going through it and click, click, click. And those can just be for small scam stuff. So, I mean, you actually have the ability to impact, like, global thought. You know, you really do.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Our media is our social media now. And that's all influencing reality a lot more than traditional news can at this point.
And who? I still want to know who's programming these things.
Because
if you're programming them, you're programming us to fight about things that don't mean anything at all. Who
that's
are
right.
you? And why are you doing this? What do you benefit from it? What are you distracting from us arguing each other? I was first thinking that maybe it was a stock market thing and short sellers.
Absolutely.
That's a little thing that short sellers do. They attack like a company.
Yeah.
They'll get somebody to write an article about that company, a scathing article, and then the stock goes down. They buy a bunch of that stock. And then once people realize, oh, that was a bunch of crap, stock goes back up. The dude ate everything in the middle.
Smart.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I would assume it's other countries trying to destabilize us to make us weaker from the inside. You know, I think at the absolute top of it, it's you know, maybe a trillionaires that profit from war and dissension and instability. It's much easier to
stop the bots,
it's
bro.
Much easier to take from the population if they're fighting amongst each other. You know, maybe they won't notice that they're getting a smaller and smaller portion of the pie every decade since the 50s.
Propaganda for the proper goose right there. Propaganda for the proper goose. Hey, shout out to the fan text that said it was Angel Hernandez is the name. Yes, that's it, bro. That is it. Look at that. Well, that's linebackers.
Angel Hernandez is the lady's name?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a baseball umpire, right too. There. Yeah.
The X, there's a hashtag for D1 breeders, too, I'm finding.
Oh, my God.
There's a hashtag?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, bro.
Got to be careful.
Wait a minute. Hashtag for D1 breeders.
Yeah.
Woo, speaking of bot activities, I seen a post going viral. Says low state fair opening weekend attendance.
No.
I seen this by one person and everybody sharing this one person's.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Why are they doing this?
Yeah.
Who has a hit piece against the fair?
Man, please.
They said our price is the problem. Then it shows three photos of the fairgrounds. It looked like it was kind of early. Looked like it was kind of empty, but I was out there on Saturday. It was packed, fam.
I've seen some. Already seen some food reviews, and they look good.
They do.
The food reviews look good.
And I don't think attendance came out for the weekend already yet. Like, how are you getting all of this? Nah. And it spread like on Saturday. It started spreading on Saturday before like the fair was even really popping.
What are we doing?
There's going to be slow days.
And people are like, just random people are picking it up and having their opinion about things.
Yeah.
Bot activities. Be careful out here.
Don't mess
bro.
With our state fair.
Hot activities, man. What else we got? Oh, hey, did a Steelers player get mugged and robbed in Dublin, or was that cat?
That happened.
That really happened.
But they haven't like filed a complaint.
They haven't filed a complaint. And he's not even talking about it anymore. He's like, listen, I'm going to just move on. Yeah.
I don't know if this is the NFL saying, like, hey, we want to put this out because
they're going
to
handle it.
We're trying to expand and we don't need issues with that.
Or
if the player, if the player maybe
supposed to be doing.
Right, the player might have been doing something.
Got beat up by somebody's boyfriend.
How often do you think like mugged and robbed and jumped really did get mugged and jumped? You know,
but yeah, didn't Ryan Lochte lie about all that at the Olympics?
I think it's more likely you were out and you're like, I'm the third string quarterback, so I'm having way too much to drink the night before the game, having fun with the locals. Yeah, I got beat up by some local guys.
I got beat up, bro.
Yeah.
I got beat up.
They were telling me soccer was better. I told them football was better. And, you know.
Said something you shouldn't have said to an Irishman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just can't rule it out.
Yeah, I can't rule it out, but I don't know. I'm not going to call him a liar or anything like that. He said he got a cell phone took. They didn't talk about it during the broadcast. Should have been nice, but they just... pan the camera over there to him while he's standing there. Looks like that guy got his ass kicked back there last night in Ireland.
Let's go down the sideline.
That would have been nice. Former Bears cornerback Peanut Tillman has resigned from the FBI. He's out of there.
Yeah.
He's no longer with the FBI.
Immigration deals.
He said he doesn't like it. He's not a fan of that situation. He's out. He's got plenty of money to lay back on.
Yeah.
Good for him, though, man. Way to go do that. You didn't have to go do anything.
Yeah. He's a badass.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun after playing career.
Oh, come
go be
on,
an
man.
FBI guy for a
what?
While.
What? SWAT, FBI, gang unit.
Got some good training.
Yeah. Shout out to my cousin. He is in the CIA.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And you know what? He's never done anything his whole entire life. He never even said a curse word. He used to say bookie and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. As we like 17 years old, hey, back man, I got a bookie. I was like, that's just me and you, fam. What are you doing?
You can cuss here, dude. It's safe.
Yeah, so he's the perfect person for that. And last one, y'all remember the QAnon shaman from January 6th?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Had the bison head.
Knoxville, Tennessee. We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
Yeah.
Revolution.
It's a revolution. Yeah, he sued Donald Trump for $40 trillion right
here we
now.
Go.
40 trillion?
40 trillion, bro. What's going on with this, the QAnon shaman?
Man.
What's going on with my man right now? He sued Trump, the Federal Reserve,
wow,
the National Security Agency, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the State of Israel, Elon Musk, T-Mobile, like, what we got to do with all of this? And Warner Brothers.
I'm Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer.
You get screwed over by T-Mobile, call me, I'll kick your ass. He also claimed he's the rightful commander in chief. So we're going to see what's going on.
Oh, no, look out.
Yeah. Took it fair and square.
The QAnon shaman says he is the true American president and that America should only have two laws, the Bill of Rights and the original U.S. Constitution. Show. There we go with the QAnon guy. He had a pretty sweet outfit, though.
Yeah.
Come on, man. When it comes to marketing, my man was on fire, bro. Oh, yeah. That's all you remember, really. Mm-hmm. Everybody's mocked it in some way, shape, form. I did have some Donald Trump riffing right here about steps, but I'll just save that for later. Steps. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be back tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Sports Hodgepodge coming up next. Eric, what are we looking at?
Yeah, we got some NBA, some college footballs, and a local sausage PSA for you next year in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.